He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show 386, and a lot going on here at the Gadget Professor studio. As you know or may not know, we are gearing up to go to CES. That's the Consumer Electronics Show. That will be next week. I think I'm leaving on Monday. I'm going to actually drive down to Vegas. It's not that far from Scottsdale, Arizona, maybe about 4.5-5 hours tops. And we'll be there from Tuesday through Friday, and we'll be actually broadcasting live. We're going to do a new interview every 15 minutes with some new technology. And the thing that's really cool about CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, is that anybody who's anybody who has anything whatsoever to that deals with the consumer electronics market is going to be there. Some of this stuff works. The truth of the matter is 90% of it doesn't work. I think it's something like 70% or 75% of the things that are at CES never even make it to market. There are at least close between 4,500 and 5,000 exhibitors there. And to give you an example as to how enormous that is, you cannot get a room. You cannot get a room for any amount of money right now in Vegas. Everything is just packed. So it's quite an interesting trip, if you will. Very invigorating, a lot of work, and I will be on, I think, every day for 2.5 hours doing a new interview every 15 minutes. So if you want to follow us, it's pretty simple to do. You can just go to the Gadget Professor homepage, which is right here, thegadgetprofessor.com, and it will be a window right in here, and we'll broadcast the entire day, not only my broadcast, but Todd Cochran and some of the other guys that will be there, F5. I know Marlo's going to be there, but it should be pretty good. So every 15 minutes, starting from 10 o'clock Vegas time till 5 o'clock, we'll be on the air. And then if you don't get a chance, we'll actually repeat the broadcast at 5 o'clock and start and just run it 24 hours 7. That's my understanding. So it should be a lot of fun. I've got some great, I mean, really cool products. It ranges from the health industry, security, hi-fi, there's all kinds of headphones, microphones, security, you name it, it's there. So it's definitely a heck of a lot of fun, and I hope that you'll tune in to that. Again, just go to the gadgetprofessor.com website, and you will find all that information there. Also, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will definitely try to answer all your email, and I really appreciate hearing from you, good, bad, or ugly, or if you have a problem or want something covered or whatever, just drop me an email, and I'll definitely definitely try to get back to you. All right, so let's get on to the gadget of the day, and the gadget of the day is actually, let's take a peek on camera two here. This is it, and this is made by a company called Syllable, and it is the wireless, and I do mean wireless, D9X headset. And you get all this stuff that comes with it. It's actually quite a unique device. I've been using this for a while. I really, really like it. So let's take a close-up here. I'll get my mug off here, and we'll see what it does. Well, first of all, it comes in this box, whoopee-doo, and the next thing that you need to know is everything comes in this pouch, and it's a hard-covered case, and when you unzip it, everything has a place where it will rest, so it's not going to get ruined. And there's also a pocket in the top here that you could see, and very well made, all indented, if you will, and molded, the word is pre-molded, to put all your devices in. So let's take a close-up at what this is. You're going to get two earpieces, because most people have two ears, and one is marked left, one is marked right, and these are going to fit into your ear, and they are wireless Bluetooth headphones, and I'm telling you, they work real well right out of the chute. They work great. Now, what's unique about this, and what may be familiar, if you're using the new iBuds, which I don't particularly care for, I don't think they're comfortable, these can be a good substitute within reason. So this is what they look like. They are marked, and you might not be able to see it, but they're marked left and right. You can see that. Let's see here. There you go. This one is marked left. The other one is marked right. The left one turns everything on and everything off. Now, what's unique about this is this device, which comes with it. You get this little charging cord, which is nothing more than a USB mini charger, and you get the charger power pack. This is nice. Now, if you look inside here, you can see the lights glowing, and there's actually three lights. You'll only see two lights. This actually is a power pack right here, and this will charge the batteries. So you're going to charge this up, and you can charge this up while you're charging the batteries. I'll show you that in a second. But this will also charge each battery four times. Now, here's the nice thing. This is a high-grade aluminum. It's not plastic. It's very nice. And there's a super magnetic top on this, kind of like a cigarette lighter. It closes well. Now, it closes really well. Now, here in my hand is one of the batteries. And these are also rechargeable, obviously. They'll go in this pack. And these are actually going to fit right into the headphone, if you will, the earpiece. And they just lock right in there. And there's really nothing more to it. And they lock on pretty tight. They're not going to go anywhere. And this is what it looks like. So you have to use one per headset, obviously. And that's in there, locked in tight. It doesn't matter which way you put them. It just doesn't matter because they'll connect both ways. Now, let's take a look and see what they look like. I'm going to point out that they have a flange here, and this is at like a 120 degree angle. So what this will do is it will definitely keep it in your ear. You can exercise with this. You could run. You can hike. You don't want to go swimming. They're water resistant. However, you don't want to submerge these. But if they get wet, you're going to be fine. Again, you just don't want to submerge them. So the way these work is it's very cool. You're just going to turn them on. When the battery connects, these are going to turn on automatically. And you just pair them up to your device, your phone, your iPhone, Android phone, whatever it may be. And it automatically, once the battery is in here, it turns on. There's no on and off switch. It turns them on. And you just pair it up with your phone or whatever you want to use. And it will automatically tell this other one that it's on. So you might be able to see this light blinking blue. There you go. And that's looking for the pairing source. So I just whacked that out of there. So that's back in. Let's take a quick peek here on camera one, and I'll show you what these look like. It's hard to get them mixed up. This obviously is the left one. So that's going to go in there like so. And there you can see that. And then I'll put the other one here. So, you know, they're no more weird looking than the ones they use for the new iPhones, but there they are. And they work real well. Now, the cool thing is that each battery is going to give you roughly 2 hours. So these things are going to last about 8 hours. So if we go back to camera two here and look at this charging pack, you've got four slots. There's two additional batteries here. So what happens is, as this battery runs out, all you got to do is just pull the battery off and essentially just put the new one on. Now, I can't do it. Some people can do it by not looking at it, but I got to look at it and put it back in. So if you're watching a movie or whatever, you're down for like maybe 4 or 5 seconds till you change the battery. Now that you have the battery that's been essentially dead after two hours, you can just put this back into the charger. And this is going to go ahead, and this is going to go ahead and recharge things up again. Now, on this battery pack, it's interesting. These two slots are for storage. They don't give it a charge, but these two, this one and this one, actually are going to charge the battery up. So these are all charged, so I'm not sure they're going to light up. Okay, you can see, there it goes, it's blinking. So this is definitely charging. When it's fully charged, this lightning bolt will go solid. So the nice thing about this is you're going to get roughly 8 hours playback time on these headsets. It's really nice. It also comes with a variety of different earbud pieces, if you will, to interchange them. You don't have to use what I call the hooks. You can use these, you know, buds without the hook. It really doesn't matter. It's up to you. And they give you a little hook, so if you want to hook on the case to your briefcase or your knapsack, you can do that. It also comes with a nice little storage bag too, so you don't need to take this, although this is convenient, and you're not going to drop a lot of stuff out of it. Now, I'll tell you, I don't even know I have these in. And in terms of frequency response, for me, they work flawlessly well. Another thing that I like about these is there's very little or almost no lag whatsoever, no latency. And latency is very important. Latency refers to when you're watching a movie. By the way, you'll see this is blinking. I don't know if you can see that red, and this other one is blinking blue. So it's looking for the Bluetooth source, which obviously would be the phone or the tablet or whatever it is you want to listen to. So getting back to the latency, a lot of these wireless earbuds, they work, but when you're watching a movie, because there's latency, in other words, the signal, the audio signal, by the time it gets to your ear, it's out of sync with the lips, and that drives me nuts. I have not seen any latency whatsoever using these buds. So if I'm on a plane, a train, a boat, whatever, and I'm watching a movie, they keep perfectly in sync. Very important. In terms of frequency response, this has, I would consider, on a 1 to 10 scale, about a 7 or 8. They're not very bassy. That's not to say that there's not bass, but if you're looking for a lot of boom in the music, you're probably not going to get it. If you're looking for an all-around average good set of earbuds, Bluetooth, that give you a lot of charge time, these are definitely it. And when you see the price point on this, these are a phenomenal buy. Let's talk about the price point right now. This is on Amazon, and here they are here. You can see the charging port, and as I mentioned, two of those ports are for charging, two of them are for storage. So again, I mentioned before, one of the things that I like about this is these sticks, battery sticks as I call them, are real simple to hook on. There's no wiring that you got to plug in. I mean, they just snap right in there. They have super magnets, and as I said, they're not going to go anywhere. If you bump them, they probably will come off. I mean, if you whack your ear on something, you know, they're going to come off. But, you know, anything would. Your earphone would come out too. So that's not a big deal. Some people complain about that. So I find them very convenient. I also like the fact that as soon as you plug the battery in, there's no on and off switch. You can just, they'll go on automatically. So all of that is nice. Now, the price is killer. The price, as you can see here, is $49.99, $50. Free one-day shipping if you're a Prime member. That's a phenomenal price. That's really good value for what you get here. And they show you it's used for sports and running, hiking, one-button operation, as you can see there. It's a binaural wireless TWS tech, which is the type of Bluetooth that it's receiving. You can wear one earphone only and go solo, or you can wear both. Sometimes you don't need them in both ears. It has a portable battery case, magnetic plug, pull battery chip in it, so that's nice, and a replaceable magnetic battery. You can actually buy additional batteries if you want for this device, and I don't know who's going to be having these things plugged in for 8 hours. Now, in terms of controls, this is where it gets a little funky. You can change channels. you know, on the side here, you can click this and this will move forward. It will play, it will pause, it will do all those things. There is no volume control on this. So you will need to use your device, your iPhone, your Android phone, your tablet, whatever, to increase and decrease the volume. Not a real big deal. The range of these is typical of what any Bluetooth device would be. Certainly if you're sitting on a plane, you're not going to have any issues. You've got an easy 20 feet, I would say, from the device itself that's putting out the Bluetooth signal. So in general, I find these things to be quite good, especially at a $49, let's call it a $50 price point. I find them to be absolutely fantastic. The fact that you can just pop this charger in your pocket or briefcase or whatever you're carrying with you and have two extra batteries that's actually a charger, and it will charge up to four times each battery, that's very, very handy. So I really like them, and for the price, you can't beat them. And there you go. There you have it. That is called wireless earbuds. They're made by a company called Syllable. They've been around for a while. This particular product is the D9X. Wireless earbuds with a detachable battery and charging box, Syllable Bluetooth headphones, in-ear sweat-proof stereo earphones. And one thing that I didn't mention, and I will right now, that I really like about them is, yes, I know you're wondering, will these take a phone call? Is there a microphone built into them? And the answer is yes. Yes, there's a little microphone, and let's take a peek at that. There's a little microphone slot. It's a little hole. You can see it right there on both sides. So, yeah, these do work taking a phone call, and they're quite good. They are omnidirectional, which means if there's a lot of wind and a lot of background noise, like if I was at CES and someone called me inside the trade show, I don't know how good you'd be able to hear me. But if you're in a normal environment, they work quite well, so they are very, very handy and very portable, and they give you a long time on the road. So definitely check those out. I think you'll enjoy them. I know I certainly like them. Now, let's get on to some apps of the day. The first app that I have is my favorite app of the day. This app was made for the gadget professor. As you know, I do a lot of photography, and it doesn't matter whether you do or not. But if you have a tablet or smartphone with you, this app is awesome. This is called Navigate to Photo. And what I like about it is, check this out. You load this app on and you take a photo. Now, you could take a photo of your car that you just parked in the parking lot, and it will actually navigate you back to that car because the photo is going to give longitude and latitude, and this integrates with Google Maps, Waze, pretty much every map application that's out there, so your nav apps will all work. Right here, Apple Maps, City Mapper, Google Maps, here we go, Waze, all of those are applicable, and as you can see right here, it will show you where you are if you're using your phone, and it will tell you where your car is or where this building was or where this great restaurant is. So for a dude like me who is definitely geographically challenged most of the days of the week, this app is really a phenomenal app. I've been using it like crazy, and it gets 4.7 out of 5 stars. And what I really like about it is it's just so simple to use. You take the picture, and that's it. I even use it hiking. When I get lost hiking, I now have a picture of where I start and where I'm going to end up. So I highly, highly recommend it. And it's free. You can't beat that price because it's totally free. All right, now this next app is yet another to-do list. And I hate to-do lists. I hate them for a variety of reasons, because if you write down the to-do stuff and you don't do it, you feel bad. You get that guilt. So that's why I don't like them. On the other hand, I like them because they remind you of stuff that you should have done that you didn't do. I had a lot of do lists that I use, and I hate to say it, but yet another one, but this one's really good. This one I like a lot. This will prioritize, organize, remind you. It has a great grocery list on it, and you can plan all your tasks for today, tomorrow, whenever you want to do it. So it really organizes the tasks in order as to when you want to perform them, or, of course, when you don't want to perform them. You don't have to do them, but as they go, it's nice. And this also integrates if you have an Apple Watch. I like things that integrate with the Apple Watch. I don't like the Apple Watch, and that's a whole nother story, but if you do have an Apple Watch, this to-do list will integrate with it, and that's actually a nice feature. Now, here's another app called HeartMate, and this is a very handy app, and it's something you probably want to keep track of. Your heart rate is important if you're exercising or if you're in ill health. You probably want to know what your heart rate is. Well, this is called HeartMate. This particular app is used for the iPhone, but with the HeartMate Rate Assist, you can detect and record your heart rate at any time without a heart rate monitor, such as a smartphone or a wristband. Setting tags, the current status can be quickly recorded, and all that stuff after a meal. You want to check your heart rate or after your exercise, so on and so forth. It does a very good job of keeping track of what your heart is doing, and it will also tie it in with the calendar. So that's a nice feature. This app is totally free, and it does also integrate, I believe, with the watch. So for the price, and if you want to monitor your heart, this may not be a bad app for you. Now, this next app is another one of these apps that has that big wow factor. This is called Visual After Camera Effects. Wonderful, wonderful free app, and this speaks for itself. This just shows you some of the things that you can do after you take the photograph. You can make all kinds of adjustments. You can crop. You can add a splash of color like they did here. You can add text if you so desire. You can add all kinds of filters. And it's very simple to use. Totally free. Good on the iPhone and the iPad. Very, very nice app. One of the better ones. 4.5 stars out of 5. Totally free. And if you want to spice up your photographs, this is definitely one of the apps, if you're on the iPhone, that you'd want to use to do that, to enhance your photographs. And I always like to enhance my photographs. Now, this next app is for the Android operating system, and I frequently get asked what VPN should I use. I myself use a service called Tiger VPN, like a tiger, and I've used that for 5 or 6 years now. I've had no issues with it. It works well. I was able to get a lifetime service contract for $49. I haven't seen that offered, but there's a couple of companies like AppSumo. We'll talk about that sometime. Actually, I've mentioned it on the show, but AppSumo for $49 gave me for an unlimited subscription to Tiger VPN, and that works on my Mac, on my PC, on my smartphone. I can use it in 5 different sources, so I really like that, and it's really cheap. So if you want to get one for the Android operating system, one that I like is called Proton VPN. Now, this is free, and they also have a paid subscription, but this is a community-supported VPN, and these people created Proton Mail, so they know what they're doing, and it's the world's largest encrypted email service is Proton Mail, and what they essentially will do here is if you install their VPN for free, you can use it to keep IP addresses private, protect your internet connection on public Wi-Fi, and get geo-restricted content. They have several subscriptions, as I mentioned. They're very affordable, but you never have to log on. Once you log on, there's a little switch that you can just make it go on automatically. That's really nice. And they have no trace of your activity whatsoever. It's highly encrypted. It's perfect for secrecy. It's perfect for logging into your bank account or logging into someone else's bank account. Very secure, a bunch of free features. And as I mentioned, if you purchase their plan, they have access to servers in 3 countries. You're allowed to connect 1 device. If you want to buy the service, the basic service is $4 a month. That will let you connect to 25 different countries and allow you to connect 2 devices. Their biggest plan, have another plan for $8 and another plan for $24. And you can decide what plan you want, or just use the free version. You're going to get some ads with that, but who cares? So very nicely done. I'm pretty sure this is available not only on the Android operating system, but it's certainly available on the iPhone. It's definitely available on the Droid operating system, and I'm pretty certain it's available on the iPhone too. Now, this next one I've talked about a couple times, but this is probably my favorite app for Android operating systems. It's called Google Drive. This is an absolute must-have. It's a safe place for all your files, puts them within reach of any smartphone, tablet, or computer. This will work on both operating systems. You can log on to your files on your drive, your photos, your videos, your documents. They're all backed up safely on the Google Drive. Safely store your files and access them from anywhere. Search by files, by name, by content. Easily share your files and folders with others. Quickly view your content. So this is really something that you definitely would want to check out if you don't have this app on your phone. Excuse me, or on your tablet. This is something that you definitely want to check out. Now, the next app that we'll talk about is, again, for the Android operating system. This is a phenomenal password manager. It's definitely free. You can manage all your logins and all your passwords from a secure vault. This quickly and easily will access your logins and passwords, keep everything safe, nice. This got a 4.7 out of 5, and there's not many apps, password apps, that will get you a 4.7 rating. This is totally free. Really, really nice app, great reviews, simple to use. If you want a password manager, check out Bitwarden, because this is one of my favorite apps for password management on the Android operating system. Check that out, and again, it's free, so you're going to like that. Now, the last app that we have today is called AppLock. Again, this is for the Droid operating system. I'm pretty sure this is also available for the iPhones, your iOS operating system. This is also an excellent app, and it's the number one lock in over 50 countries, over 4 million users, and it supports 45 languages. Do I need to say anything else about it? Absolutely splendid application. This is one of these apps where, to me, it's a no-brainer. This will lock everything that you want, or individually lock things that you want. Facebook, WhatsApp, Gallery, Messenger, Snapchat, Instagram, SMS, contacts, Gmail, settings for incoming calls. You could even block that with this. Lock any app or all apps that you choose. Prevent unauthorized access and guard your privacy. So if you have a roommate or roommates and you don't want to leave your stuff around, or you do want to leave your stuff around but you want to lock everybody out, AppLock is by far the best locker out there, I think. I use it, and it's fantastic. So again, you want to check that out. It's called AppLock. So that is basically going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I am going to start packing today. It's Thursday, and I'm going to start packing my stuff for CES. I bring some cameras, some lights. I definitely bring some streaming encoding equipment. And we'll be hooking up Monday, and we'll start our broadcast Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock. So I, again, invite everybody to check out the show. It will run from 10 to roughly 5, and then it will repeat itself, and that will run from Tuesday through including Friday of next week. And I will see everybody at CES, so definitely tune in, and if I see something cool, I will try to do a quick show on the spot. Won't be a whole Gadget Professor show, but I will put up some things that I think are cool, and I've got some really awesome things coming down the pike at CES. I'm really looking forward to it. This is like putting me in a giant candy store. The other thing is CES is so big, it's impossible to see everything. You couldn't do it. If all you did is just walk in the main hall at the convention center, you wouldn't be able to see everything. We are going to be stationed at the Sands Expo this year, and it should be a lot of fun. So a happy and healthy new year to everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see everybody from Vegas. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor, or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.